Brighty on Radio and brightyonradio.com.
Welcome to the Health Ranger Report on Brighteon.tv. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and today we're joined by the founder of the Berkey Water Filtration Company, Jim Shepherd. He joins us by phone, kind of a last-minute interview because of what's going on. The EPA has issued stop-sale orders against Berkey dealers and at least one manufacturing plant that we know of, because the EPA is absurdly, in my opinion, declaring big Berkey water filters to be somehow pesticides because they have the ability to remove COVID from water. In other words, they work as water filters. They remove pathogens from water, which is what water filters are supposed to do. And because they work, the EPA is declaring them to be essentially unapproved pesticides, which makes no sense. Well, we're going to ask Jim Shepherd, the founder of Berkey, these questions right here today on Brighteon.tv. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break. Mike Adams here with an operator, a deployment leader on the Texas southern border who's been using these satellite-based bivy sticks for very effective communications. And he's here just give us a few words about how these bivy sticks are operating, how it's helping he and his team members. And remember, these are available through the satellite phone store, sat123.com. It's satellite-based text messaging. Works when no cell towers work or aren't reachable.
We use these to communicate GPS cords to when we are seeing drug runners or people carrying stuff. We've had, you know, bust up to 13,600 pounds worth of marijuana and fentanyl that we have been on operations with in conjunction with federal agents and supporting them in their operations.
So they are pro-America and pro-humanitarian in helping to keep our country and our community safe. Everybody, God bless America. Take care. Welcome to today's interview on Brighteon.com. I'm Mike Adams, the publisher of naturalnews.com and also the founder of Brighteon.com. And as you may be aware, the EPA appears to be waging some kind of war against a specific water filter company that most of you are probably familiar with, Berkey, and the big Berkey products that are the gravity filters that have consistently produced a very, very solid test results, some of the best testing filters that we've ever tested in our laboratory, ICP-MS testing for removal of heavy metals, and also removal of cesium isotopes as well, which has huge implications for, you know, the risk of nuclear war coming up. But we've got the founder of Berkey now on the phone with us, Jim Shepherd, to tell us about what's going on with the EPA. Lots of red flags in this situation right now. Big Berkey water filters apparently sold out, not able to be sold at many places. We're going to get the details here from the founder, Jim Shepherd. Welcome, Jim, to the show today. It's great to have you on, sir.
Thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure to be on with you today.
Well, the honor's all ours, and frankly, I can't believe that you and I have never spoken until this day, given how much I love your product and we've tested it and talked about it for all these years. But this is the very first time you and I have ever had a chance to speak. It's incredible.
Yes, it is, and it's a real pleasure to speak with you. And, Mike, I've been aware of you for years. And, you know, I'm unfortunately busy just like you. And, you know, your work gets away from you, and before you know it, years and decades passed. And but we're finally meeting each other on the phone, and it's a pleasure to meet you.
Well, you as well. You've done extraordinary things. I believe that your products save many lives all over the world. and they help people get prepared for natural disasters and unexpected events. And as I said, our laboratory tests, and we've tested, you know, dozens of filters, and I did a big thing here in the studio about the cesium removal, shows that your water filters can remove particles that contain cesium-137 radioisotopes. So you have an extraordinary line of products. And by the way, we have carried your products in our store. I should disclose that, although I think right now nothing is available because they're all sold out. But tell us, Jim, if you would please, what the EPA is doing to your company right now, and in apparently trying to stop sales of your product by, as I understand it, classifying your water filter as a pesticide doesn't even make sense. Can you explain?
Yeah, that was kind of a shock to us. So let me give you a little bit of background. Last year, in May, we had the EPA stop one of our containers, and which had never happened before. And we used very large shipper, and they were puzzled too. So they pulled aside our container. What's the deal? And our shipper said, we have shipped, you know, for years and years and years. This is the first time we've ever had the EPA pull aside a container. We don't know either. Well, we talked with our consultants, and they got in touch with the EPA. And at that point, the EPA confirmed to us that we were an exempt device. Now, I don't want to confuse your audience, but there's two terms that I should make people familiar with. You have an exempt pesticidal device, and these are devices that remove bacteria or waterborne pathogens mechanically, which we do. As opposed to, oh, let's say drops that you put in the water and it kills the bacteria. If you put something in the water that kills the pathogens, then that is a pesticide.
Right.
However, if you mechanically extract it, which we do, because we have a tortuous maze of micropores, and the water flows through those, but they're smaller than the pathogens, and so we actually trap those pathogens, and which makes us an exempt device. And at that point, the EPA said that they had checked our websites and checked our packaging, and they assured us that we were an exempt device. So, and then they told us, you know, be sure and just make sure you're not making any false claims or anything like that. So we went through all of our testing and made sure that there was nothing, you know, on our websites or packaging, which we did not have. I mean, we only publish what third party certified labs test our filters to perform.
Yes.
So anyway, we went along, and then all of a sudden in December, one of our large dealers, and I'll mention their names, James Enterprises, they're a fantastic dealer, and they were issued a stop sale order. And that was the first time we heard pesticides. Now, I will tell you that back in May of last year, when we were talking with our consultant told us, I said, what's all this about? And he goes, look, I really don't know. I don't see a problem here. However, I should tell you that the EPA, there's rumors that the EPA is reinterpreting their regulations. And I said, reinterpreting the regulations, like what regulations? Well, because of COVID-19, they're considering reinterpreting their regulations such that if you remove virus from the water, that you lose your exemption.
But hold on a second, Jim. But exemption from what exactly?
Okay, if you're considered a pesticide, first of all, it takes two to three years to register with the EPA as a pesticide. So if we were to go along with the EPA on this, okay, we'll just be a pesticide. We'd be off the market for 2 or 3 years. But in addition to that, there's all sorts of things that we don't want to put on our filter. You have to put on, you know, okay, this is, hazardous material, how you dispose of it, different labels, keep out of children. They're all, If you look at the EPA's manual on the labels, I mean, I forget what it is, but if my memory serves me correctly, there's like 30 pages of stuff that you have to look through, and you have to put all these labels. We don't want to put that on our water filter. We don't want to say, oh, yeah, we're a hazardous material, and we don't want to be off the market for 2 or 3 years. Plus, we think the whole thing is bizarre.
Let me stop you there for a second, Jim. It's so bizarre. I mean, this is what's driving everybody nuts. I mean, how can a water filter that simply removes things from water be considered a pesticide? I mean, under that logic, if I take my car and run over bacteria in my driveway, then the EPA could declare all cars to be pesticides. You know, it's insane.
That's kind of the issue. But we, to be honest with you, Mike, we still do not have clarity as to why they're labeling us a pesticide. And that's one of the reasons for the lawsuits, because we want to know, okay, tell us specifically why you are claiming that we are now a pesticide. Because the information that we have gotten from the EPA is they conflate virus removal, bacteria removal, silver in the filter, and we're saying, wait a minute, whoa. Tell us specifically why you consider us to be a pesticide. To date, we have not gotten that answer, and here we are in a federal lawsuit, and that we've had stop sale orders, issued 10 months ago. We still do not have clarity on that issue. Now, the second thing that you have that your audience should know is that there's also a treated article exemption. And basically, that says that if you put something in the filter or anything, okay, to protect the article itself, it is exempt from being a pesticide. And so, for example, if we delivered silver content into the water and it went and killed bacteria or viruses, that would be considered a pesticide. However, if we put silver in the filter itself to protect the filter, then it is a treated article, which is also exempt. Okay?
Right, and we can confirm your filtration system does not emit silver into the post-filter water. Your silver.
It does not. And that's what's confusing, because we've actually submitted to the EPA testing that we conducted whereby they determined that there was no silver getting into the effluent water.
That's right.
The silver is there to protect the filter itself.
Right.
So basically, they issued stop sale orders on, and then earlier this year, they began to issue more stop sale orders to more of our dealers. And then they shut down one of our third-party manufacturers, issued a stop sale order on them. And then they issued a stop sale order on our manufacturing facility.
That's unbelievable.
Berkey International.
Well, yeah. The EPA can order you to stop manufacturing a water filter? I mean, this seems insane. Has any other water filter been subjected to the same orders by the EPA?
No, we have not, not to our knowledge. And, I could talk more about this. I think if I had my attorney on, I don't want to get too much into, issues that may be squishy. But I can tell you this, that it appears to us that they're holding Berkey to a standard that they're not holding any other outdoor water filter to. And I can tell you that if you have an outdoor filter that is capable of removing pathogenic bacteria from the water, okay, and that is used as an outdoor filter, it's going to have some substance in it that's going to protect that filter. Otherwise, what happens is the bacteria starts growing in the filter.
That's right.
Grow through. And within a short period of time, you will end up with more bacteria in the filtered water than you have in the pre-filtered water.
Yeah. Right.
And so this is an absolute must. And if you go up and, I would just recommend, to your audience, go up and Google outdoor camping water filters and then go to the images and just scroll through the images. You'll see hundreds of them, hundreds and hundreds of them. And so to get back to your statement, yes, it does appear that Berkey is being held to a standard that no one else in the industry is being held to.
Well, so what's extraordinary about this, I mean, there are so many extraordinary things. The United States Senate needs to express an outcry against the EPA over this, I believe. This is outrageous because we're facing natural disasters. We just had the situation in Maui with the fires where people lost, a clean water supply. We've got an approaching storm, Hurricane Lee, that's threatening the entire northeast coastline right now, and more hurricanes on the way. Florida was just hit by another hurricane. You know, people lose municipal water systems frequently during these natural disasters. And as a result, and they also lose a power supply. The power grid goes down. And so your filters, Jim, as you are well aware, they work when the power grid does not work because they use gravity only. They don't have pumps. They don't have, electrical components. So they work in third world countries as well. And as a result, if people don't have access to these devices to clean their water, then they may, try to drink contaminated water out of desperation, or they're subject to, rescue water supplies, which may not be available because roads may be out and so on. It's like the EPA is almost at war with FEMA. FEMA loves water filters, but the EPA is at war with water filters. It boggles the mind, Jim.
Well, and it's quite confusing, to try to put together the logic that goes behind this. First of all, the EPA came up with the purification standard that they required that viruses be removed at, I believe it was log 4, and pathogens be removed at log 6. And that you test the effluent water to make sure that there's no biocide that was placed in there. They came up with that standard. And so that is the standard the EPA came up with. And yet now it appears they're saying, okay, if you meet that standard, then you are now a pesticide, which was not in the original EPA, purification standard that they published back in the '80s. And so this doesn't make sense. And then interestingly, the EPA recently came out and said that there were about 3,500 somewhat water filtration or municipal water supplies that were contaminated with Susan, what was the name of that? PFAS, the
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The forever chemicals, yeah.
Forever chemicals, that's the word I'm thinking of. And so they announced that. Well, then you have a group called Environmental Working Group that went out and decided to test filters to see which ones removed the forever chemicals. And they found that our Berkey systems removed it to below detectable levels. And so that news got out, and actually CBS News came out and said, made a big, exposure on this, and actually recommended Berkey filters.
Yeah.
Yet in the background, the EPA is doing everything they can to make them unavailable to Americans so they can get those PFA, the forever chemicals out. So it really makes you scratch your head. It really does.
Now, Jim, what is the status of the supply chain of the big Berkey products or all the Berkey filters? Because I'm a little bit confused. I don't know where these are still available, or your manufacturing, you said, has been at least partially shut down. Can people still get these somewhere, or are they completely unavailable, or what's the situation?
Okay, that's a good question. Okay, so yes, there are some of our dealers that still have inventory, and you can purchase them from the dealers, and you can purchase them on Amazon. We have certified dealers on Amazon. I believe you can. I haven't been keeping up with the inventory of the dealers that are on Amazon. I would caution, though, folks not to buy the black Berkey elements on Amazon. There's a major counterfeiting problem there.
I mentioned that in my podcast. Yeah, counterfeiting. Yeah, your filter elements are frequently counterfeited, and then people blame you for the non-performance of the counterfeit filters.
Right. And I want to caution folks on purchasing counterfeit filters. And let me just give you give the audience a couple signs where you purchased a counterfeit filter. And we've actually stopped, contacted companies that are selling the counterfeit filters, and they truly believe that they're buying the authentic ones, and they send us, copies of their purchase orders from these various Oriental companies, and they think they're actually buying them. So, I mean, the deception actually goes down to the sellers. But
yeah,
with respect to Amazon, okay, we have a huge, huge counterfeiting problem there. And if folks purchase black Berkey purification elements and it comes in a shiny box, you bought a counterfeit.
A shiny box?
If it's in a shiny box, ours are a dull finish, and so that would be a counterfeit filter.
Huh.
Another indication is if you buy the black Berkey elements and they come shrink-wrapped, that's a counterfeit filter.
We
do not shrink wrap our filters. Another indication is if you buy a black Berkey set of filters, they come with a brown priming button. If you get a yellow or orange priming button, you bought a counterfeit.
No kidding.
And the problem with the counterfeits are, like I told you before, if you do not protect that filter, then you can end up with grow through in your filter, and your post-filtered water can end up with more bacteria than the pre-filtered water. So it's, and God only knows what's in these counterfeit filters. I mean, they're coming from China, and I have some serious issues with that, what might be in those filters. But I would strongly warn folks not to use counterfeit filters, because there is nobody has a clue how they perform, what's in them, what do they put in the water. It really could be a problem. Now, if you're buying a system, a Big Berkey, a Royal Berkey, a Travel Berkey, we're not having any counterfeits with those. So if you buy the entire system, you don't have to worry about buying a counterfeit filter.
All right, so Jim,
there's two ways you can do
it. I don't think you can see this, but I have a package of your black Berkey elements here. And guys, do camera 4 on this. Get a closer shot. Yeah. And what I see, Jim, is there's a little bit of bubble wrap, but just a light layer of bubble wrap, and then the filter element. Does that all seem correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
Yes. And if you could, can you see the priming button? There should be a little. It looks like a washer, a thick washer.
Well, the thick washer I have is black. If that's what you're talking about, it looks black to me.
Really?
But then again, it's kind of dark in the studio here, so.
Well, that's possible that you have an older set of filters there.
Oh yeah, I don't know how long these have been sitting here.
Yeah, okay. So I think at one time we did, but that was years ago. But that was before all the counterfeits came out.
Oh,
and
here
so
we go.
We haven't run into any. But if you can show the priming button is about maybe quarter inch.
I got
thick.
It. Yeah, it's brown. Yeah,
it's
just
brown.
Wasn't
okay.
It just wasn't
so
attached to the filter. Yeah. Okay. I was just looking at the O-ring. I guess the ring, the washer.
Yep. And so if you see that and it is a yellow or an orange, okay, that's not our product.
So brown is real, yellow or orange is counterfeit for this.
Counterfeit, yes.
Okay, that's really good to know. And the box is not shiny. The box is like dull cardboard.
Matt, yes. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's correct.
Okay. Now these two filter elements, I'm holding them up for the viewing audience. Whatever media you have in these elements is pretty darn amazing because, as you know, we have independently subjected your filter system to quite a number of harsh tests over the years. We've thrown lead into your filters. We've put glyphosate through them. We've put, you know, cesium and also cadmium and all kinds of stuff. And frankly, your filter just consistently performs either at the very top or among the top three in everything that we've ever done. And so I don't know what secret sauce you have in here, but it's absolutely working.
We have a proprietary blend of various different media types that work synergistically together, and it took us about 2 years to develop that filter. We were working with we wanted the flow to speed up. We actually had some previous filters, and these are about 8 to 10 times faster.
So thank you for tuning in today. God bless you all. Take care.